Hello.
Good evening.
Hi, Carl. Good evening. It's Joan. How are you?
Good. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing very well also.
Good, good. So happy to hear your voice. How was your week?
Yeah, thank you. My week was great. And how was your trip?
It was absolutely amazing. It was amazing to be at this event with our whole family, with our kids, and just amazing. And, you know, it's been a dream of ours for the past year, because this weekend was a first year since we went to the first Dream Builder Live. And, I want to have our kids experience this. And, and you know, we were able to bring them, and they participated, and, you know, we had a little private meeting with Mary, so they all got to meet her and speak with her and take pictures and all of that. So, amazing stuff. And Eliana came back. Like, she's my youngest. She's 13. She wants to be a life coach. So, she's been going through, like, oh, I want to be this, I want to do that. But now that she wants to be a life coach. And as soon as they came back, like, Sophia, you know, because she's in college, so this coming year, they've been looking at property, because they don't want to be in the dorms anymore. They want to rent a house.
And right.
They've looked at, like, 10 properties or something. And so they had applied right before we had left. They had applied to this one place they really liked. And, they were turned down. And... You know, because some of these people, they don't want to rent to college kids, even
it's
though
just students.
Like, so many guarantors on it that they're going to get paid and all that. But
right.
So she immediately came back, went into the group chat that they have, and just started the visioning process. She's like, "It's okay, guys. We're going to keep our energies high, and I want each of you to, you know, if you're in for it, I want each of you to visualize." Everything that we want in a house. Like, what would you like in this house?
Yeah.
You could describe the details. And everybody do that. Send it to me. And then I'm going to compile it into one big vision. And then they're going to go through that whole visioning process. So I was like, whoa, you know. I was like, that's amazing. And then Eliana came back. She's like, I can't wait to talk to my friends and start, you know, sharing this stuff with them. And Gavin was like, you know, visioning out his next year with football and with his school.
Oh.
It's just amazing.
Oh, that's so great. That is so great.
Yeah.
And so important.
It is very important. That's why I keep saying it. It's like, I wish we had known this when we were kids, you know?
Yes. You know, when I first moved to New York area, I lived with my brother, and his apartment, the sunlight, because I didn't live in, you know, in the United States for a good part of my life as a military brat.
Yeah.
And I moved in with my brother, who his apartment was on the second floor, and the sunlight that we got was reflected off of the windows across the street. That's sunlight.
Oh, wow.
And I remember thinking, oh, I don't like this. Mm-hmm. And I moved out of New York into New Jersey. But after that, when I moved, you know, after the very first place, I always said, you know, I made a list of what was important to me. And sunlight was important. And every place that I've lived in since that time has had sunlight coming into the, you know, into the window. Yeah, because, you know, it was like, I have to have this, you know?
That's amazing.
So I'm related to them writing out their vision of what they want, what they want the place to be.
It's amazing because, like, you know, part of this event is that they have what's called moments of inspiration. Well, they'll have somebody come up and they'll explain their story, you know, from where they were, and then they got into this work, and then they crossed the stage to the other side, and they said, all right, now this is where we are. And it's just like these amazing stories, and people start out with this, and then it's like, all right, they went through that visioning process. What do you want? They were specific. They listed it out.
Yes.
And you know, things started manifesting. I mean, we have one friend named Corey, a young woman, and she, you know, she wanted to find the love of her life. And so she literally listed out, because Mary always says, oh, if you wanted to list out 50 characteristics, just list out details. You know, energetically is what you're really looking for. You know, you can put, you know, physical attributes too, but put down 50 characteristics that you want. And she said she meditated 45 minutes a day, where she would, because she had this list memorized, she would just move into love and gratitude and just being with this person for 45 minutes a day. And she said she would oftentimes cry in the meditation because she was so happy.
Yeah.
Like really moving into it. So she's got the images, and she's got that feeling tone, and she met a young man, and he fit all of that. And part of it was like they got married on the beach and this and that. And she's originally from Hawaii, and they got married on the beach, and it was exactly how she had imagined it. And she really, every single day, nonstop, you know, without exception.
It took her 6 months. Six months she found him.
Yeah.
Every day, and she manifested it.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I have to say, I have to thank you all for reminding me so powerfully about, and not just reminding me, but reminding me and helping me take it and, you know, and teaching me to take it to like a whole nother level, really. Because, you know, because like way back, way, way, way back, when I first started learning about this, and then I would put it into practice, but you know what happens? People are like, you know, they poo-poo you and everything else, and you hide it.
Yeah.
And you don't talk about it, and you don't bring it out. So then you just don't use it in the same way, you know, as a result. And then you get into life, and you get into, like, you know, making a living, and, you know, and I just, like, I forgot the power of it, and I forgot the ability to do it as well. I forgot how to do it, but now I've got it again. and I really thank you. I really thank you.
No, and you're welcome, and we appreciate that. And, you know, and as every time we go around the mountain and we learn more and our awareness grows, the consistency of it. Because Mary does this thing. And where, you know, she has this energy stick. It's like one of these things where if you touch both ends, it makes a sound and lights light up in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And she brings people up on stage, and they all hold hands in a circle. And when one holds one end of the stick, and then they can make the connection. Well, first she has it, and it's not a full circle. She goes, how come the thing's not lighting up? And you say, well, you didn't complete the circle. You didn't complete the circuit. So then they complete the circuit, and the thing's lighting up. It's making sound. And then she says, okay. Now, if we're consistent with it, the energy is flowing, the electricity is flowing, there's lights flashing, and the sound is being made. But if you have two people, like, put their hands out, and they just, like, tap each other's hands, and it goes, dit, 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 dit. And she says, if you're on again, off again, you're not going to get consistent results.
Yeah.
And it's such a, and I mean, we heard this over and over and over again. We must have seen her explain this and do that demonstration 6 times already, live.
Mm-hmm.
And if not more. And it's finally just sinking into us that it's like if you go to the gym and you're working out and you want to go toward a certain goal, if you do it consistently, you're going to reach the goal. But if you do like, all right, I'm going to do a workout just on Saturdays, well, that's not very consistent, you know? And you're not going to really have the result that you want. So it's being consistent. And I know, like, I fired up my meditation practice. This is almost, you know, over a month ago now. And every day I'm getting up and I'm meditating for, you know, about an hour. And it's just, it's consistent. And I could feel it. Like, this time through Dream Builder, I can feel the fruits of that labor. And when we're doing the exercise, I can feel my energy. My awareness is bigger. And so, you know, I'm going to continue it. I'm going to continue it, you know, to change those paradigms, to change that coding, to, you know.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's consistency in the work. That's why sometimes we go through these lessons and sometimes it seems like, oh, we've heard this part again, but you come at it a different angle. You come at it a different way. You repeat it again, you know, because, and I know this whole past year, you know, we learned a lot, we manifested a lot, but we're like, okay, we don't have the results yet that we want. And so then we look back and say, you know what, you can't kind of sort of do it. Because you're going to get kind of sort of results. You have to really commit to it. You really have to say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to commit to it.
Yes.
I'm going to spend the time. I'm really going to focus. And it's real spending the time, like quality time, not like, oh, yeah, I'm listening to the meditations in the background while I do something else.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Like making the time to do it. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like we all have 24 hours in a day. It's just how do we spend that time? Every time we wake up in the morning, we've got 24 hours. Okay, brand new baby day. What are you going to invest that
time?
Yeah. You have to set priorities. And that our calendars are our biggest tool of transformation. And we're still learning that, too, because I'm not leaning into that as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you know, it's something that okay, we fall off. It's like meditation, right? You're just focusing your mind, and then your mind starts to drift. You catch a thought, and you start to drift. And it's like, oh, remind yourself to come back again.
Back
to the now. And it's the same thing with this, with anything. It's like, come back to the now. Come back to the now. So, yeah, it was very powerful. And the kids really, they loved it. They just, you know, They really participated. They got up. They were dancing. They really loved meeting everybody. And then, you know, like we do these exercises where there were over 900 people in the room. And we, you know, you pair up with different people. Mm-hmm. We're doing these exercises. And we told them all, you know, to don't, you know, you could do the exercises, you know, once or twice here and there with each other. But really partner up with somebody you don't know.
Yeah.
You know? Go, you know, and some of them, it was like, you know, they really had to step out of their comfort zone, you know, to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm telling you, then, you know, like there's bathroom breaks or whatever or lunch break, and people were just coming up to us going, you have the most amazing kids.
Amazing,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know, I partnered up with in a time machine, and we shared, you know, they shared their vision. I'm like, you know, they're just amazing, and I just wanted to come over and say hello, and, you know, just complete strangers.
Yeah.
And it was just such a good feeling to know that they participated that way, you know, that they really, you know, and their light shined through, and people see that. People feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. It was a really good experience. And you know, like I said, it was a year-long dream. We really wanted – we were trying to get them to the one in January, but that it didn't work out logistically. So this time it worked out, and I tell you, the education they got this weekend, they – you know, it's life-changing.
Yes, I bet they feel so empowered, too, you know, for their lives and what they can do. And and it's that healthy kind of being empowered, you know?
It is. It's true. And then, you know, and then knowing that we've been trained in this, so, you know, hopefully they will come to us and say, okay, well, we need, you know, I need some help here. What, you know?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because, like, we have this little mastermind group that we have with other coaches that we meet.
Mm-hmm.
We meet actually every Tuesday, and we're going through some chapters in different books and discussing things. And I was talking to one young lady. She's 22, 23. She lives in Miami. She's a coach. You know, we're going through like, oh, you know, with this paradigm comes up and this struggle, this and that. And then she says, okay, I have to stop you. And she like corrects my language and just keeps me back on track, you know.
Yes.
That's what we need, you know, because we even catch it, you know, or we don't catch ourselves.
Yes.
We don't notice everything, you know. So it's good to lean into
that's
the work.
That's why it's so important to have support, mentorship, like, you know.
Yes.
Having Mary and the team that we've been studying with, I mean, it's just incredible because every time, like we've been to three of them, right, Carl? Every time
third,
we went around, it was a whole new level of awareness that we gained. I heard things this past Dream Builder Live that I didn't hear the first and second time. And they only tweaked it a little bit. They added some things, but it's the same stories, the same teachings.
Yes.
Just exercises. They added some stuff. But I was like, oh, my gosh, now I get it. It was just like something that said. It just went click.
Click, yeah.
You know?
Yes.
It takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time. And it takes repetition and repetition and repetition.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like you go to the gym, you're doing the reps. And it's the same thing
right.
with anything in life.
Right.
You have to do the reps.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the first design
like,
job that you did.
Just,
you probably didn't get it right the first time, you know?
Oh, no, not at all.
Yeah.
I just want to commend you, Joan, for
mm-hmm.
saying yes to yourself because you went through the Dream Builder Live, right? And we have tons of clients.
Yeah.
I mean, the Dream Builder program. And
mm-hmm.
you said yes to yourself again because you know it's not going to happen in 12 weeks. Yes, you laid down a fabulous foundation and you start that rhizome effect underneath of the growth underneath. And then all of a sudden...
Yeah.
Know you're going through it and you stay in the work and you stay in the work and then boom, it shoots up and right then you have that growth and the heart
I'm definitely feeling this shift in myself, you know, in a really powerful way.
Most people, what happens is most people say, well, you know, I mean, not everybody, some people that are still stuck in the paradigm. You know, well, I really didn't commit to myself 100%, so I'll go through it again on my own and then jump in and continue the work. And that never happens.
No, it does not.
Maybe 1%, but it never happens. So you stayed in the work, you're being consistent, and you know how important it is for, you know, to have support and to have people, like-minded people around you. And so it's just... I commend you for that.
Yeah.
Yay,
good
job,
Joan.
Good job. Yeah, good job.
Really, you know, and I'm like saying, like, okay, I need to have people. I mean, I'm talking to my husband about it, but I was like, I want a group around me to talk about this.
And tap into that. We're here. You know, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us.
Yeah.
If you need to punch something by us or something, you know,
okay.
keeps coming up for you. You notice a thought that keeps coming around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Notice what that first brave thinking tool. Notice what you're noticing. You know, you got to get curious about it, and sometimes you need to just bounce it off other people. So,
yeah,
call. That's why we're here. You know.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the things that's happened for me at work is that, you know how there's always these little things that, you know, that, well, whatever. I've always been a little different. Let me put it that way. And different in, you know, different in the sense of like, you know, I don't even know.
Good different. Good different.
It's absolutely a good different. Yes, it is.
Right, absolutely.
You know, and people always say like, well, I really like her.
Right.
But I've never been like, just like being in this click or that click. I just can't.
Right.
And,
because you have a different level of awareness.
Yeah. And so, you know, some of that has started happening, you know, among my colleagues. But you know what I found? Like over the past, since I've been really paying attention to noticing what I'm noticing, you know, and I tune into like how I'm feeling. Well, I've shifted from tuning into how I'm feeling to shift into how I want to act about it. I was doing that before, but I was kind of doing it like withdrawing, you know, not in a bad way, but just, you know, sort of like keeping to myself, you know. Well, now I decided to, instead of doing that, I decided to have some fun with it. So, you know, whatever this stuff is that's coming up, I get playful with them.
Oh, nice.
Which is like a whole nother thing. So, you know, so it's not like it's bothering
me.
It. No. Let's play with this instead.
That's
and,
right.
You know, and I think that it's shifting the energy. It's definitely empowered me in that I'm not reacting. I'm totally not reacting. I'm reacting in the way that I want to react, you know, at this point, and about what's really important, you know? What's really, this is not,
And I was listening. There was something in Joe Dispenza's work where he says something where it's like, this is not loving myself. No, this is not loving myself going off in that direction.
Exactly.
right.
Really.
Right.
So it's been good, really. And it's really been about really noticing what I've, you know, where's my energy, you know, shift it, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's good. That's what we were talking about last week, right, is making peace within ourselves.
Yes. Yeah.
Loving that unlovable part, the part that we keep hidden or you know, the unlovable.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that was our first week in transformation. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, so just to review that, we all feel that pull toward growth, right? That's that,
mm-hmm.
that pull that we have inside of us for growth and the contraction of the familiar. Against contraction comes the pull of possibility. So just imagine that. The seed sprouting, pushing through the soil. It's pushing through
yes.
that resistance. And transformation literally means having the experience of going beyond one form of experience or life into another.
Mm-hmm.
In order to experience transformation, we
happy
need to get...
Happy to see you. Oh, yeah, they've been running around. Is that the ones they fight with next door? Oh, okay.
Caroline.
How was your day? Oh, sorry. I thought I was on mute.
Yeah, mute yourself.
It's okay. Listen, it's okay. I would be saying the same thing.
Yeah. So in order to experience transformation, we must get in harmony with how the universe works. That's what we're talking about here. Is
mm-hmm.
invisible laws that are there, and we can't do it our way. We have to work with the law the way it's designed. And so the first stage of transformation has to do with making peace with something difficult, loving the unlovable part of us, because it helped us to get where we are today. So a lot of those pieces that are inside of us that we were viewing as unlovable, they were there for a reason. They taught us a lesson, but now we have to give it some love so that it can expand and grow.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, we invited you to choose one area of your life that you would like to transform this month and to create a clear and concise picture of that transformed state. So we're going right back to dream building, but we're going to be really focusing
right.
on that one. So, you know, you said describe, and this was a little bit more of a challenge, describe your transformation clearly in a single sentence. So were you able to do that? Were you able to come up with that one clear sentence?
I'm almost at the end of having the sentence, but essentially it has to do with my finances, and really my sentence was that I am
mm-hmm.
handling whatever comes up, like in a really straightforward, direct way, knowing that I am being guided, you know, as to the best actions to take for the resolution of whatever it is, and for me to create the kind of financial security I'm looking to create, and income I'm looking to create.
Yeah. Good. And so money, so just one thing is money, you know, a lot of people say, oh, what do you want? Oh, I want more money. So it's not
mm-hmm.
the money is not the end goal. It's what you do with it. Because money is an energy,
yeah.
it's an energy form. So what is the
mm-hmm.
vision of what you would do with that financial freedom? What does that look like? You know, are you acquiring, you're moving to a new place? Are you know, what is that? Are you giving more? What does that look like and feel like and taste like and smell like, what you're going to do with the money? Because it's like, you know, nobody like says, oh, I want more money. It's like, okay, well, now you have a pile of money. What are you going to do, sleep on it or lay on it or bathe in it? What are you doing with the pile of money? Oh, no, I want to go and do this and do that and, you know, experience this. So it's like, oh, okay, that's what you want to focus on. And how would it feel to be doing those things?
Well, I want to, yeah, I do know. I want to connect more with the people in my lives. I want to be able to help the people in my lives. I also want to create a more secure
retirement time. You know, I'm, you know, I don't even know if we're ever going to like retire. But when we move on, I do want to leave the job that I'm in now, and so I want to have that kind of income coming in. So I'm not thinking about how I'm paying my bills, when I'm paying it. I just, you know, I had this feeling. What was it? Just the other day, I was just talking with somebody about it, of just buying what I wanted. You know, I had it. I forgot what it was I was doing, but having enough money to just not even think about what it is that I wanted to do, to be just able to do it, whether it was small or big, or, you know, I mean, I don't really need to, like, move. I like where I live. I wouldn't mind having another apartment in my building so that I have a place for friends to stay and that kind of thing, and that's a possibility. You know, so it's that's really what it is. It's about greater ease, I think.
Right. And so what does that feel like? It's like, you know, is it that you feel more secure, you feel more confident? The stress level, you know, is down. You don't have to look at the prices, because most people, when you go to a restaurant, most people look at the prices first.
Yeah.
Before they look at, okay, before they say, what would what I really love to eat? Yeah, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So even if you go to a restaurant and you look at the menu, it's like, what would I love? Now, you may not buy it in that particular meal, but
right.
Get into the practice of saying, okay, I have the freedom to choose what I want.
Yes.
And start to practice that, leaning into that. Or like when you say, I want to help my family members. Okay, well, what does that mean concretely? How are you going to help them? You know, is it helping a niece or a nephew go through college, buying textbooks, you know, helping an aging, you know, relative retire? You know, what does that mean specifically? And the feeling of being able to, you know, to do that for them, and how, you know, seeing the joy or the, you know, on their faces, or, you know, experiencing it on that level with that specificity, you know? And play around with that, fantasize that, put that on, you know?
Well, you know, I've been able to play around with it. With it much more specifically lately, which is really good. I'm really happy about that.
That's good. Because I know, like, you know, in the beginning, even myself, I was like, all right, I want more money, so, you know, and zero balances. And it's like, but that's nothing concrete. That's more conceptual. What would I do? Where would I be? And so the images are, they should be action images. Like you're moving somewhere, like you're holding somebody's hand, you're experiencing something with your senses, you're in a, you know, a different country, you're whatever that is experientially, as opposed to just something that's conceptually, you know.
Right.
And then the undertone of that feeling of just security, like, there's no worry here. There's no, like, checking out the prices on the menu before you order feeling.
Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to send a lot of young people to learn to through a program like this, absolutely, for them to get turned on to themselves, because that's always been important to me.
Exactly. And so see their faces. See the group. See you talking to them.
Setting up scholarships, Joan. I'm right with you. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's that feeling tone, because that's really what's going to generate it. To hold the image, but it's that feeling tone that gives it that magnetic pull.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very powerful, and that's something that we're really, you know, we're really starting to really grasp, and we're, you know, studying with different people, and it's like, whoa. They're all saying the same thing, but it always comes back to that genuine feeling of gratitude, the genuine feeling of love and abundance. So really, and the more we can step into that, the more that we can sustain that, the faster the manifestation will come.
Yes.
So this week, week two of transformation is doing actually just that, becoming a vibrational match to our image, because It's a law. If we become a vibrational match to what we hold in our minds with that feeling, by law it has to manifest. So if we don't see the results in our lives that we're holding in our vision, it's just that we're not a vibrational match yet. We're moving in that direction, but by law, as soon as that vibrational, those things vibrationally match, it will manifest.
Yes.
It has to. So as we move through this month in transformation, it's important to celebrate the wins. That's why we didn't start today's call, but usually we talk about those wins. We celebrate the baby steps toward change. So if you want an oak tree, celebrate the sprout. Acknowledge the sprout. Give thanks for the sprout, because that's one of the first evidences, those little baby steps, those little wins, that's one of the first evidences of the growth of the oak tree. So, it's nothing happens overnight. Transformation does not take place overnight any more than a sprout turns into an oak tree overnight. So one way to do this, two ways we're gonna lean into that. One way is to give away what you desire. So it's almost like the same concept of tithing. It's like, what do you feel like you're lacking in your life? If you give more, lean more into that area, you receive more. So one of the ways to attract something into your life is to give that very thing away. So if you want more love, give love. If you want more money, give money. Gratitude, generosity, and giving, they're all generators to the greater experience of having. So it's really struck me even more recently. So it's like, well, how does that work? It's like you feel like you don't have it, and then you're giving it away. But by giving it away, and that's the same thing. It's like, okay, you want to help some family members. What does that mean? By giving it away, the feeling, that transaction, the feeling, what that feels like, you're in the vibrational match of having it, which is interesting, right? And so if you want more love, give that love. You're in the vibration of love. You want more money, give money. You're in the vibration of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you say you want more of in your life, finding a way to be more of that. And that's the other thing, too. It's like we're human beings. We be. That's the whole thing. I had a session with a coach last week, and we were talking, and again, these little masterminds, and she was like, I was like, oh, I want to learn transformation, and these different techniques and different things so I can teach other people how to do it. She goes, there's not a how to do it. There's a to be to do it. You just have to be. And that could be some of the hardest work, is just to be. To be in that vibration, to be in that feeling tone, to be in the gratitude, to be in the love and the abundance. So you have to find a way to be more of that. That puts you in vibrational alignment with the very thing you want. And so that's it's the quantum model of mind. It's the quantum model of how life really is. Because the science is showing us that in the quantum model, we can literally change the future and we can literally change the past, because there's no time or space in that field. And they've literally proven that already scientifically. And, it's just fascinating to me. So by focusing on that, the energy, the being of it, it changes the particle. It actually changes matter. It's mind-boggling to me. I just find it so fascinating.
It is. It is.
Fascinating. And there's a book called As a Man Thinketh, written by James Allen. He wrote, we don't attract what we want. We attract who we are. That's the being of it. It's just the being of it. So that's the first thing. It's to give away what you desire. It's what it is. Give it away. Be it. And then the second thing is the imaging part, is the visioning part, is to shape your ideas into an image. So you shaped your ideas into an image, into a vision. So we call that image a vision or a dream. Wishing or hoping does not bring your dream to fruition. That's just daydreaming or castle building. That's wishing and hoping. That there's no image, there's no real force there. The key now is to become a vibrational match to that image. That's what we're talking about, is to become it, to become it. And the more you can become it and sustain that, by law, it has to come to you. Because we're compressing time and space. So that's what's required for manifestation. And I'm really finding that, like, you know, doing my meditations every day for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a guided meditation by, you know, with Joe Dispenza. Just really changing. So I don't want to keep living. So most people, they live 1 year 99 times.
Yes.
As opposed to living 99 years. You know,
right.
They're living
right.
the same year over and over and over and over and over again. And that's what Joe Dispenza says. We don't, you know, because you have 70,000 thoughts, and 90% of them are the same thoughts you had yesterday. And so it means you're living in the past. The past as the present. And it's difficult to change those thoughts or those ways, because you're just being pulled back to the familiar. And so that's why we have to get into the vibrational match. We have to really dig deep and be consistent, just like we were talking about before. So there's two things required to become a vibrational match to your dream. The first thing is thinking in a certain way. So if I believed this is what my life looks like, while it's happening in real time, while my dream is coming to fruition, how would I feel? How would I feel if it happened already? You're living that life. Mm-hmm. How would it feel in real time? You know, most likely you would not be worried. You would not be anxious. You would not be wondering.
Yes.
You would be. You would feel relaxed. You'd feel happy, energized, creative. You would feel grateful. So generate those feeling states. Because that's what even Joe Dispenza says. It's like gratitude is the state of receivership. Because
the
old model
powerful.
Is like, it's so powerful, because it's like, okay, you receive a gift, you say thank you, you're grateful, but it's after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to wait till after the fact. We can generate the feeling now to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the quantum model of mind. It's just absolutely fascinating. And then
really,
time and space collapses.
Yeah, and that's what makes you free. It's like, it's amazing, really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, so many people like, you know, oh, I'm going to wait till I retire to do that. Why would you want to wait to retire to do that? Wouldn't you love it now? Start experiencing it now. You know, live into it now. You know?
Yeah, I've started working in at actually just changing my energy and feeling how I would feel. You know, if everything that I wanted was happening, and just, you know, like as the thoughts come to me, if I'm observing something, like just shift how I'm feeling about it and how I'm just feeling, period, or how I'm being, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we use our imagination in a very creative way. And most people use their imagination in a very destructive way. Right?
Yeah.
Like they're thinking about the worst-case scenario. Now, worst-case
scenario... It's
amazing
scenario, how our mind goes there.
It's amazing, because that's what we learned, right?
Yeah.
That's what we learned.
Yeah.
And, you know, by people that loved us, but they didn't know. And so... In a field of infinite possibilities, in the mind of God, in that field of infinite possibilities, the worst-case scenario is one possibility. Why would we want to focus on that when we could rehearse the gratitude and the love and the abundance and what that would feel like now? Why don't we focus on that possibility, because that's what is going to be generated?
Mm-hmm.
It's just brilliant. Just brilliant.
Oh, so yes, it is. It is.
Changing the way we do. It's changing the way we do life, really. And then these feeling states amplified the field of expectation. So think about that. The field of expectation, it's a magnetic field. You know, it's what faith really is based on, right? It's expectation.
Yes, it is.
So it's a real energy field. It's a magnetic field. And by doing that work, by leaning into it and feeling it, you're amplifying the magnetic field through your thinking and your feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And by amplifying that, you're just making that magnet stronger and stronger and stronger, collapses time and space, and you're moving toward your dream is moving toward you. Happens so
right.
much more, so much faster than, you know, doing it the old, you know, common hour thinking way, where you have to drag
mm-hmm.
matter through matter. Can you do it? Yeah, you can do it. You can manifest things, but it might take you 30 years, you know?
Right.
Wouldn't you love
mm-hmm.
it now? Let's do it now. So.
Yeah. And isn't that more exciting, and isn't that more alive, and, you know?
Exactly. So by doing that, you're creating a vibrational match for the life which you desire. And so, again, you're just creating that magnetic field, and it's already happened. Manifestation occurs. Now, and the thing, here's the thing. You don't even have to be perfect at it. You know, you're
mm-hmm.
going to be tired.
Right.
You're going to be on, off track with it. You just do your best to get back on track. So it's like mm-hmm. meditating. It's like 1,000 times a minute. You know, oh, my thoughts are, I'm going, I caught a thought. I'm off on a chant. Oh, come back to the present. Oh, there it goes again. No judgment.
Yes.
Just going to bring it back to this generous now, the generous present moment, the generous now. Everything that we need is right here, right now.
That's a great analogy.
You know, and it's like, you know, people say, oh, it just came out of the blue. Like, where's the blue? The blue is
mm-hmm.
here. We're in the blue. We're just, those things are in the blue. We're just not a vibrational match to it. And as soon as
mm-hmm.
we become a vibrational match, the things come out of the blue. And I tell you, we heard story after story after story, and meeting people after people after people that were telling us their stories. And it's just like, it's like they're miracles, really, truly miracles.
Yeah. And I'm sure energetically, it's just got to be incredible to be hearing this, you know, because your energy is getting turned on and, you know, and fired up
yeah.
from it as well.
Exactly. Exactly. And it just confirms, it's like, if it's possible for one person, it's possible for every person.
Right.
Right?
And why not be in no, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead. Yeah, why not?
I was just going to say, why not be in a community, in a world where this is what we're doing, you know?
Yeah. And everything is vibration. There's a great
yes.
video on YouTube where they take, I don't know how many, there's like dozens of metronomes, and they just start
mm-hmm.
them randomly, different times, different speeds, you know, all they're all going different ways, and within, I think
yeah.
the video is only 4 minutes. Within
uh-huh.
4 minutes, they're all entrained, and they're all going in sync, in
right.
harmony.
Yeah.
So it's a they're vibrational matches to each other. And it's the same thing as mm-hmm. like, you know, years ago and in older times, it's like when women started menstruating, they would sort of,
yeah.
you know, put off to the, you know, separated because they were considered unclean because they were bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And then the
mm-hmm.
women would congregate together, and over time, their cycles would be in sync with each
right.
other. You know, or
right.
you take pendulum clocks, you know, grandfather clocks,
mm-hmm.
and cuckoo clocks, and they all have pendulums. You put them in the same room, they're all going different ways, just like the metronomes. Within a period
mm-hmm.
of time, they're all in sync and they start to move. So
mm-hmm.
it's a training
mm-hmm.
vibration. It's a, you know, it's it, you're it, it's just a physical law. It's a law. Even armies, they found. So if armies are marching from one place to another,
mm-hmm.
they're marching in step, in sync. When they come to a suspension bridge, they have to break form. They can't march
mm-hmm.
in sync, because what will happen is the bridge will start swinging and will literally vibrate apart.
Okay, yeah.
Because now they're becoming a vibrational match, and the thing just swings out, you know. So
right.
they have to break form. They have to break cadence when they cross suspension bridges. They found that.
How
you know,
interesting.
It's just amazing. It's like even with you know, when I was studying cranial sacral therapy and working with people,
yes.
we just, you know, all of a sudden it's like, we're really focused on the work, and all of a sudden it's like our heartbeats are in sync, our breathing rate
mm.
is in sync.
Right.
It's amazing how that happens.
Yes.
So that's becoming a vibrational match. So the same thing, when you're around people that are living those things or that have those things, that experience those things, you can entrain yourself to that. You know,
mm-hmm.
be in that community. You train yourself to be that. So if you're around constantly negative people, well, guess what? That's what your frequency is going to be tuned to, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing when you said, oh, you know, you turned off your news feeds on your phone. It's like you
yes.
need that vibration, right?
You know, and in thinking about it, it's like, what was I doing?
I know.
I was like...
I know. All we
you
have
know,
to do
like,
is we change the frequency. We change the remote
mm-hmm.
setting, you know? And we all have presets. We all have presets. We just need to change the presets.
Yes.
It's like in the old car radios where they had the push buttons, the preset.
Well,
mm-hmm.
it's
presetting
mm-hmm.
to a certain frequency. And so if you wanted
right.
meditation music, you push the frequency. You want country and western, you push the frequency. You know, that's
yeah.
what you tune to. So that's one way is to think in a certain way. The second way is to act in a certain way. So acting in a certain way. This is where the magic happens. When you really have expectations, when you really lean into that faith and belief, the evidence of the expectation is in how you're acting. So when you know you're on your way to butterfly-ness, even though you're still a caterpillar,
mm-hmm.
you start acting as a butterfly, even while you're still moving through caterpillar-ness. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So the transformation is going to occur. And so you start to act as the caterpillar. So you're that person in that dream, that vision that you're holding. So
mm-hmm.
you start acting as that person. So you put it on, right? So it's like you want to buy a new jacket, right, or a new coat. So you go to
mm-hmm.
the store and you put it on. How does this feel? Oh, this feels good, but no, I feel a little tight here. All right, you put it on until you find that right want. And so if you believe that you were a person who was completely financially free and able to travel,
mm-hmm.
and that next October you were going to Italy, it was already
mm-hmm.
on your calendar, it's already planned, how would you act? How would you think about it? What would you read? Who would you talk to?
Yeah.
You would start arranging your life to be the person who's going to Italy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I
yes,
tell you, people
absolutely.
Plan more for vacations than they do anything else, you know, than the happiness
yeah.
in their life.
Yes. Yes. You know, I was listening to that thought, and I was thinking about, you know, this observation came to me that I have one of the people I work with, like, she does take a lot of trips, and that's like, that's her, you know, it's like, it allows her to be happy, you know, the planning of it.
Part of it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's that anticipation, that expectation. And so, and she's living it, you know, she's living
yes.
it. And so why not be that person? So if you wanted a second apartment, if you wanted to have a different income level, you wanted to have a different career, act that way. Act as that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, act as if you're already living that life. That's the feeling
yeah.
tone. That's the vibrational match. And so when
you know,
good.
I was just going to say, back in November when we first talked about this, and I remember I had these thoughts, et cetera, but where I am now in terms of acting as if, really taking it on, is like so much further, really.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, who I am now, who I was then. It's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I can palpably see the difference.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And we could hear the difference, too. We
mm-hmm.
can hear it in your voice, you know, and
mm-hmm.
the energy that comes through. You are a different person. You
mm-hmm.
are a truer person. It's true. It's more true to who you are.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
that's the other thing, too, that I really come to realize. It's like, and I really want to teach people this and teach the and
mm-hmm.
young people, too, is that if these contractive feelings, these self-doubts, these self-limiting paradigms, they're not even yours. They were taught to you. You learned them. They're not who you are. They're not who you are. And, and actually, through some of the training that we had, and this is powerful too. And I was doing some research on it. So, you know, we talk about the birds and the bees, right? We know how human beings are made, or babies are made, right? So we're not going to talk about the acts of that, but how many eggs are there when, you know, to make a baby? How many eggs?
One.
One egg.
Uh-huh.
Do you know how many sperm there are?
Yes.
Average?
I don't know the number, but I know it's huge.
250 million on average.
Yeah.
And it could be more or less, but 250 million on average, and you won.
Yeah.
You won. That was your first victory. That was some greater odds than winning the lottery.
Right.
You won. And God gave you a purpose. You won because God wanted you to win. And you're here for a reason. And so the dreams that we have, I listened to Les Brown the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The dreams that you have, you didn't make them. They were given to you. God put them on your heart. And then you calibrate them and you grow. So is the dream worthy of you? You are the winner of your life. You beat 250 million to one odds. And then God put a dream. They put a vision on your heart. It's our job to live into that. And all that other stuff is not even us. It's not even us. We need to let that go.
Yeah.
We need to let that go because you're not your limiting beliefs. You're not the person who doesn't have or doesn't deserve or, you know all of that. You know,
right.
Whatever those voices are, they're not even yours. They're somebody else's that were put there. Those are the weeds in your garden. And we just need to clear the garden. We need to clear the field in your mind and in your heart. We have such fertile ground. We have no idea what we're capable of. And it's just amazing. And that's the heart of it. That's what I really want people to get, you know?
And, you know, it's an interesting thing, because as you're saying this, I'm thinking, you know, the thoughts are coming to me like, well, where did those thoughts come from that are in your head? Well, you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And that could be part of, you know, how the mind will, or just playing that game with you. So now you can go off on this tangent of where did it come from? So what?
It's like,
really?
It's like you bought a house and the closet still had junk in it and stuff. Until you open it, it doesn't matter how it got there. It's not your stuff.
It's not your stuff.
You would clean it out, you know? You would
clean
it through the junk. And if there was something valuable that you found, you would hold on to it. But the rest of it's going out to either Goodwill or going out to the curb. And then you would dust and sweep and clean, right? And you would fill it with value. You would fill it with love, right?
That's a great analogy for emptying out your house of the stuff you don't need either. It's not who I am now.
Not who you are, right? And then somebody like me, like, you know, I grew up, I was always very nostalgic, and I would keep things. You know, even as a kid, I think, you know, I would have these things, and I was like, why am I keeping this stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, it's not who I am. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. So when we use our minds as the magnet to become a vibrational match for the transformation you want to create, you will experience the magic. And out of the blue, an opportunity will present itself. A person will call. A door will open. Circumstances will begin to wrap themselves around you in order to bring your dream to fruition. Because the blue is right here where we are. It's just at a different frequency. That's why we don't see it yet.
Yeah.
This is the work of co-creation with the universe. We are co-journeying with God. We're co-creating with God. And this is the work of transformation. This is the heart of it right here, right now. And so this is why we learn these principles, and then we put them into, we act, think in a certain way, we act in a certain way. And we practice it every day. It becomes our lifestyle. And then people look at you and go, what did you do? You're like a completely different person. You look amazing. You feel amazing. And then that magnetic field will draw people to you because they're like, I want what you have.
Mm-hmm.
I want what you have. And then, you know, you can pour into them. You can pour into them.
You know, I have been that in my building. Well, you know, for a while I'm having some people like, what are you doing? Really, I'm getting that, you know, because, you know, I said living in an apartment building is like living in a subdivision, a vertical subdivision.
Yeah.
So you run into your neighbors all the time in the elevator. And that's what's happening. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see that, you know, or to feel
mm-hmm.
that. People, like when I went to Mr. Sobey's training, I can't tell you how many people
mm-hmm.
came to me, and they were like, you look, you're transformed. It's like they feel it, they see it. It's like you're a
yes.
different person. It's like it's amazing
yes.
to see. It's amazing to watch. You know, from when,
yeah.
you know, when they first met me however many years ago.
Mm-hmm,
and, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's like looking at ourselves in the mirror. We don't always see the change because we see us every
right.
single day, every single day. But it's
right.
like watching, you know, a child grow and you don't see the child for a while. And all of a sudden it's like, whoa, look at the growth.
Yes. You know?
So we don't always see it, but other people do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we start to feel it. And then we go to another event like Dream Builder Live, and it's like you go through the same exercises, and they feel different. The experience
mm-hmm.
is different. The awareness is different. The love is different. You know, it's just more profound. So it's just so rewarding. And then you're like, I love my life. You get to that point where it's like, I love my life.
Yes.
You know, and then you just, you can't help but pour out into other people. You want them to feel.
Well, I was going to say, you want them to feel this way. You want them to be this way about their own lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
And along with that, you know, there's also that just wonderful thing that happens, like, who do they become that you watch and you see, you know, and that feeds your life, too.
Yeah, it's very fulfilling. So fulfilling. Like when my older daughter Sophia coming back and she sent me screenshots. She's like I'm already doing MM, you know, Mary Marcy. And then she sent the screenshots of the conversation that she had with her college mates and envisioning out. And I literally was reading this and I was sobbing. I read it this morning. And I was just sobbing with joy. It just
yes.
pouring out of me. It was just like, oh
yeah.
my gosh, this is so beautiful to witness.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful to witness. You know, it's a beautiful thing.
You know, my dad is 99.
Wow.
And he's still traveling. He was a retired military, and he
yeah.
traveled last spring at 98. He was in Japan, Malaysia. You know, one of the things that allows him to do this is that he goes on the military, you know, he's retired military, so he can go and stay on the bases. But he doesn't just stay on the bases. He flies in on the base, stays a day or two, and then he's off, you know, on the buses and on the trains and, you know, you know, I was talking with him recently, and he was saying to me, he plans, he's 90, when he was, you know, he's been doing this now for about 20 years, and he planned, he's got 6 months out planned what he's going to do, which is what you were talking about, you know, so he begins to do the research and looking at the schedules and the train schedules and the bus schedules and the, you know, And that's keeping him. He's like, people are amazed, you know, the conversations and his memory and what he can talk to them about.
And that gives him life. And that's why at
yeah.
99 he's still vibrant, because it gives
exactly.
him life.
Exactly. And I realize he's planning all the time.
Yep. And he's planning things that he loves. You know,
that he loves, exactly.
Yeah. and he's looking like forward to, and it's just like, but he's enjoying the journey, you know?
Right, right.
Because somebody can't travel that way and say, all right, it's just about getting to the destination, you know?
Right.
But that's not what life's about. Life's about the journey, not the destination, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we all have a birth date. We know where the destination, you know, the destination's coming. We don't necessarily know when.
Yes.
I don't want to get to the destination. I don't.
Right, right. Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Wow. That's a great example for everybody, right?
And you know, he's not staying at, you know, 4-star hotels. Like, he was in Malaysia, and he's staying at the hostel, you know? And then he said, and he'd go downstairs, and they have breakfast. And then he said he had to calculate where he's going to be at a certain time, so that, because they have public bathrooms that are maintained, but you have to have a certain amount of coins to pay for it, for you to use it. You can't, they don't give you change or anything. So he, one day I was talking with him while he was over there, and he said, you know, Joe, this is part of what I do to, like, keep my mind active. I have to plan this out so that I can be at this bathroom at, you know, 11 o'clock because I ate it. It's,
oh, wow.
Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, that's amazing. God bless.
And it's the planning, yeah, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, and then he tracks everything in his mind, and that's why his mind stays active, you know?
Yeah.
He's using his mind. He's still growing, you know? He's
right.
He's still a green-growing human becoming, right?
Yeah,
You know? That's amazing. That's amazing. I love that. So the life work this week, there's going to be two parts. You're going to put it on. This is the whole thing, right? It's like going to the store and putting those checks on. So make sure you have a clear and coherent vision, and then practice using it in your mind.
Yeah, and I'm ready to do that. Mm-hmm.
So if I knew this is what it looks like, while my life is rearranging itself and becoming the life I would really love to live, how would I feel?
Mm-hmm.
Start generating that feeling. Don't put it on. Practice several times a day, several minutes a day, generating that feeling. You could do that. You can generate that feeling within 5 minutes. So it doesn't have to be like hours at a time. But the more times you can do it, the more times you can generate that feeling, the more it'll, first of all, easier it'll be to get into that state. And the more time, you know, practice acting in a certain way and thinking in a certain way with the expectancy of a caterpillar that is on its way to butterflyness.
Mm-hmm.
That's like that transformation is already happening. You think that way, act that way, as if it's already happening, even while you're doing the things that you're still doing in your life, even while you're still going to work, even though you know in your vision that you've retired from that.
Yeah.
Right? That's the key.
You know how, like, things come into your life that, you know, in different ways. Well, one of my former, you know, high school mates, he photos butterflies in his backyard. He lives out in the Midwest. And he's been sending us and posting on Facebook these incredible butterfly pictures. And the larvae and the butter, you know, and as they're becoming butterflies. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to print out some of those pictures and put around my house.
Oh, that's nice.
Talk about visual.
That's interesting, because one time, Caroline, you know, one day she was like, okay, I'm going to hold this vision, this and that. And I said, and then, you know, she's like, all right, God, I want a sign today. I want to see butterflies today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then she went throughout the day, and it was like, there's a butterfly there. I mean, actual butterflies.
Yeah.
Or pictures of butterflies, or, you know, tattoos of butterflies, whatever. And it was just showing up. You know, so it's like practicing manifestation. So even the other day when we were driving down to Virginia, we were like, okay, actually we were driving back. So we had two cars that were coming back. And we had the cell phone, we were connected, we were talking. And it was like, okay, let's practice manifesting. Okay, white cars, let's find white cars. And
White cars.
Okay, white is pretty. Okay. Let's do purple cars, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Manifesting, mm-hmm. We set the intention of seeing purple cars, and you're practicing manifestation. You're practicing transformation.
Yes.
And the more we do it, the more we, the easier it becomes.
Yeah. Well, here's a funny example of that. When we were kids, you know, we lived in Europe as kids, and my brothers used to get Mad Magazine, know, and they had a summer issue, How to Drive Your Parents Crazy on the summer trip. And one of the games was something called How Now Brown Cow.
Uh-oh.
And so you had to, like, whatever color cow you saw, How Now Brown Cow, How Now White Cow. And we were like, we were making so much noise in the car. That's manifesting.
That's manifesting.
For you.
That is so fun. That is funny.
Yes.
And that's what we get.
We made it a contest.
But we could do that. We could do the same thing, like with that childlike curiosity and wonder and playfulness. You know,
right.
We take life too seriously. We have to just lighten up and say, we're going to play with this. Let's have fun with this. You know, that's a lesson for myself, too, because we can always, you know, our adult self comes out and we can be so, you know, serious. But let's play with this.
I've been working at that as well. Mm-hmm.
So don't work at it. Be it.
Right? Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Be it. Be that child again. Be that little girl again.
Mm-hmm.
Because that little girl is still there. She's inside you.
Yeah.
Right? You are that little girl. So.
Yeah.
And then read the description and the exercise in the workbook. So don't forget that.
Okay.
Spend
right.
a few minutes each day deeply connecting with your choice to transform. You know, we make a choice. We first choose that we are going to transform. We are going to have
right.
the success. We have the success. And then we put it on. And we lean into it. We live into it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So it was good. It was a good discussion this week.
Yes. Thank you very much.
And,
it is.
Yeah, so next week, same time, same bat station. So what's next week? The 18th? And
the
18th. We'll start in for week 3 of our Mastery and Transformation. So.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a great week.
Thank you very, very much.
Anything, you know, any questions, anything comes up, you know how to reach us. Just reach out. We're here.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you again. Yeah.
All right, Joan. Love you.
And have a great week. Yeah. And love you, too. Love Caroline. And thank you again.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being in my life.
Oh, well, thank you. It just gives us, you know, it fills our hearts. It really does.
Okay.
All
Thanks
right.
again. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.